Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Today, a new episode about Google Home Mini. Adrian Thomason here. And today I'm going to set up the third Google Home Mini in my house. So probably it will be a bit different than setting up the first one. The idea is, you know, once you have another one installed, you skip some steps. For example, you have the Wi-Fi already memorized by the previous device and so on. But anyway, mainly it is quite similar at the first setup. With some exception, it's quite the same like the first setup. So I will unbox now the third Google Home. It is a piece of sellotape here. And now I'll open the box. Okay. And it's protected quite well protected here. So I have opened now the box on top. It is the Google Home Mini in its own. It's not very big. It's more like a donut, if you want, the shape. And underneath, under the plastic holder, it is the charger and the cable, what we need. And also in here are some little booklets, documentation, which I'll not use it this time. Dropped the box somewhere on the floor. And now I'm looking to plug the power cord into the plug and also the other end into Google Home Mini. As you probably know, Google Home Mini does have a kind of a sensitive surface on the sides, left and right, where you can increase and decrease the volume, and also you can stop Google Home to speak. And also it is a button just 2 centimeters or 3 centimeters away by the place where the lid is going into the Google Home. This button is nothing else but for switching the microphone of the Google Home on or off. So nothing else to talk about. Okay, so now the Google Home is plugged in. I'll put it on the desk on my left, and I'll try to point down another mic to take the sound from the Google Home. Probably you heard.
Welcome to Google Home. To get started, download the Google Home app on a phone or tablet.
Okay, so probably you had a little chime, little ding, and a first greeting, which is coming out from the speaker and is inviting me to download the Google Home app. In order to work properly, a Google Home Mini needs 3 important things. Needs a Google account, needs wireless connection, and third, needs a separate device like a tablet or a phone or a computer where you can access the interface of the application, the Google Home app. Yeah, so practically you need Google Home app as well in order to control the speaker. In my case, I'll use my iPhone 10, which is already connected. It's trying to identify my face. Probably I'm looking weird now with big headphones on. Okay. I'll ask Siri to open Google Home app. Open Google Home app.
More options.
Now the app is open.
Home heading.
And I've got here on the top left.
Home heading. More options. Button. More options. Button.
More option is the first button.
Home heading.
Flicking to the right is a heading. Home.
Set up one device.
Set up one device.
Off. Dim. On. Dim. Play. Dim. Broadcast. Dim. Thermostat. Dim. Add. Dim. Button.
So I'm just flicking left to right to see what I've got at the moment.
Settings. Dim. Adrian's room. One device. Kids' bedroom speaker. Play music. Button. Hallway. Two devices. Thermostat. Hallway. Off. Button. On. Button.
Okay, so here I display lots of other smart devices, what I've got here. I've got a thermostat, I've got some smart lights and so on. But I'll go on the top.
Set up one device.
Set up one device. One finger double tap.
Exit setup. Button. More options. Button. Choose a home. Heading.
Choose a home. So, you know, if you have more than two places where you live and where you need to control smart devices, you can set up more than one home, or more than one house if you want, or more than one addresses.
Screen dim.
But
you will be able to control the devices and services in this home.
I've got only one.
Selected. Home. Button. Create another home. Button. Next. Button.
I'll press next because I've got only one.
More options. Button. Looking for devices. Heading.
Looking for devices.
Cancel. Button. Button.
Okay.
More options. Button. Multiple devices found. Heading. Choose the device that you would like to set up. Google Home Mini. Button. Google Home 8759. Set up some smart lights. Button. Google Home 8759. Set up some smart. Don't see your device. Button. Set up some smart lights. Button. Google Home 8759. Google Home Mini. Button.
Okay, so the point is.
Google Home 8759.
Okay, so this one should be a bigger one. It's not mine.
Google Home Mini. Button.
Google Home Mini. This one.
Selected. Google Home Mini.
Okay, so I'll flick left to right.
Google Home 8759. Set up some smart lights. Button.
No.
Don't see your device. Button. Not now. Button. Next. Button.
I'll press next.
More options.
Flick left to right.
Connecting to Google Home Mini. Heading. Cancel. Button. Cancel. Button.
I have to wait for a while to...
Exit setup. Button.
Okay, so Google Home came with... A ding?
Yes. Button. Try again. But this lets you know that you're connected to the right Google Home. Did you hear the sound? Heading. This
yes.
lets you know that you're
okay.
connected to the right Google Home Mini.
So, as you probably heard, was another Google Home there marked with some number 8000 and something. So that one was a different one. Probably is not mine. It's
Try again.
From my neighbors.
Button. This lets you know that
but
you're connected to the right Google Home Mini.
As you heard here, the app is saying if you heard the ding, that's the right Google Home, what they are looking to set up.
Try again.
So
button.
I'll hit yes here.
Yes. Button. Exit setup. Button.
I'll flick left to right again.
More options. Button. Help improve Google Home Mini. Heading. Automatically share device stats and crash reports with Google to improve everyone's experience. Learn more. Link.
Just a second.
No thanks.
Put the
button.
The volume a bit higher.
Yes. I'm in. Button.
Okay. So I'll agree to share information with Google about crashes and...
No thanks.
Oops.
Automatically, no thanks. Yes, I'm in. Exit setup. Button.
Okay. Now I'm landing again on the exit setup. Don't do that because the setup is not yet finished. So I'll flick left to right.
More options. Button. Where is this device? Heading. Choose a location for Google Home Mini. This will help. My rooms.
Back.
Choose a location for Google. Where is this device? Heading.
Where is this device?
Choose a location for Google Home Mini. This will help you organize your devices.
Okay, so because I've got three rooms where I have Google Home Mini. Speakers, I have to select this time my room.
My rooms. Adrian's room. Button.
Adrian's room.
Hallway. Button.
Hallway.
Kids' bedroom.
Kids'
button.
Bedroom.
Living room. Button.
Living room. In the hallway is no one.
Main bedroom. Button.
Main bedroom.
Create new. Main bed. Living room. Kids' bedroom.
Select
button.
Adrian's bedroom.
Hallway. Adrian's room. Button.
Adrian's room. Okay.
Selected. Adrian's room.
Here. I'll go now from left to right till I'll hit next button.
Hallway. Kids' bedroom, living room, main bedroom, create new, back garden, bathroom, button, family room, button.
So here are different other labels what you can put on top of your rooms if you don't want to type manually a name for your rooms setup. Okay, so on the bottom right, next button, one finger double tap.
Exit setup, button.
Flick left to right again.
More options. Choose your Wi-Fi network. Heading.
My Wi-Fi network.
Which Wi-Fi network would you like to use to set up your Google Home Mini? Selected. Accessible computer 5. Button.
Okay, so this is the one. One finger double tap.
Selected. Accessible computer 5.
Click left to right.
Accessible computer. Button. BT Hub 4Z97N. Accessible computer. Okay,
so
button.
Here it is a list of other networks. I'll go on the bottom corner.
Next. Right. Button.
Next.
Exit setup. Button. More options. Enter Wi-Fi password. Heading.
Wi-Fi password.
Accessible computer 5. Password. Password. No, secure text field. Password. Secure text field. Is editing. Password. Character
password.
Mode. Insertion. Space. B. Done. Done.
Okay. I type
exit
password.
Setup. Button.
I'll flick now left to right.
More options. Enter Wi-Fi password. Heading. Accessible computer 5. Password. 14 bullets. Ike visibility off. Button. Selected. Use this Wi-Fi network to set up future devices. Button.
I'll double tap this one here.
Use this Wi-Fi network to set. Cancel. But. Connect. Button.
Connect. Button.
More options. Button.
Click left to right.
Connecting to Wi-Fi. Heading.
Each time when you hear that little ding followed by some prompts, that means I'm flicking left to right.
Connecting to Wi-Fi. Heading. Connected. Heading.
Okay, so it's connected now.
Exit setup. Button.
Click left to right again.
More options. Button. Set up Google Assistant. Heading. Google Home Mini is powered by the Google Assistant. Ask it questions. Tell it to do things. It's always ready to help.
Okay.
Expand. Button. Google Partners. Google Partners are businesses that have a commercial relationship with Google. Expand. Button. Services and your privacy. When you use your assistant to talk to a service, Google shares information with that service so that it can fulfill your request. Expand. Button. Guests and your assistant. Let friends and family know that their interactions will be stored in your Google account unless they link their account. Learn more. Button.
Okay.
Next. Button.
So all sorts of information about
next. Dim.
Google Home. Click left to right.
Next. Dim. Button. Google Home Mini is powered by the Google A. Expand. Button. Google Partners. Teach your assistant to recognize your voice.
Okay, so now is another screen where I have to teach Google to recognize my voice.
Voice Match helps your Google Assistant identify your voice on your assistant devices and tell you apart from others. Why set up Voice Match? It allows multiple users to enroll on this device. You can also use your voice to access your personal results, which you'll have an opportunity to set up next.
Okay.
Bear in no thanks. Button. Why set up Voice Match? Bear in mind, a similar voice or recording might be able to access your personal results, too. What you're agreeing to, you're turning on Voice Match and letting Google create a unique model of your voice to identify you when you speak to your assistant. This voice model is sent to Google whenever someone speaks to your assistant devices, but it's only permanently stored on your devices. You can remove Voice Match in assistant settings.
Okay.
No thanks. Button. View more. Button. View more. Button. No thanks.
I'll press
button.
No thanks.
No thanks. Alert. Are you sure? Heading. If you skip this step, Google Home will be unable to differentiate you from others in your home.
Okay, so I'll go back.
Are you sure? Are you sure? If you skip, go back. Button.
Go back.
Go back. Voice Match helps your Google. Why set up Voice Match?
I'll go
no thanks.
More.
View more. Button. I agree.
Okay.
Dim. I agree. Button.
I agree.
I agree. Upgrade Voice Match on your other assistant devices. It looks like you've already set up Voice Match on these assistant devices. Kids bedroom speaker. Living room speaker.
All right.
Why upgrade? Improve your assistant's ability to recognize your voice and benefit from enhanced security. I agree. Button.
I agree.
Your assistant can already get personal results with your voice.
All right, so flick left to right.
Voice Match has been set up.
Okay,
now you can turn on personal results to use your voice to access your calendar, contacts, reminders and more on this device. Find out more. Link. No thanks. Button. View more. Button. View more.
View
button.
More.
I agree. Dim. I agree. Button.
I agree.
Exit setup. Button. More options. Button. Enter your address. Heading. Your address helps with services such as traffic and local weather.
Okay.
Street address. Bournemouth, UK. Clear text. Button. Not now. Button. Next. Button.
Next.
Next. Exit setup. Button. More options. Button.
Click left to right.
Add media services. Heading. Access your favorite films and music, and share them with others in your home.
All right.
Learn. Spotify.
Spotify. I've got a...
Spotify.
I've got a...
Service linked.
Okay, so it's linked.
Spotify premium account active.
Okay.
YouTube music.
YouTube
link
music.
Service. Button. Free trial available. Google Play Music. Play music subscription required. Deezer.
Okay,
link service.
So all
button.
Sorts of other music.
Deezer premium plus account
services.
Required. Not now. Button. Next. Button.
It's
exit setup.
Spotify
button.
At the moment.
More options.
Click left
button.
Or right.
Add your video services. Heading.
Video services.
Access your favorite content and share your services with others in your home. Netflix. Link service. Button.
Okay, so I have a Netflix. I can link
alert.
Netflix.
Link your Netflix account. Heading. Link your Google account to Netflix to enable. Cancel. But yes. Link account.
Yes.
Button.
Link account. Now
cancel.
It's asking
button.
For, it's asking for
Netflix. Sign in and link. Heading level 1. Sign into your Netflix account to link it to your Google account. Email. Text field.
I have to sign in into my Netflix account. I'll take the Bluetooth keyboard to type on. It's a bit quicker than typing letter by letter. Okay, so I paused the recording as long as I inserted my Netflix details.
By clicking the sign in and link button below, bullet, list, you will be able to control the Netflix application via Google Assistant on supported devices.
Okay.
Bullet. You agree that Google is responsible for its use of information regarding your interactions with Netflix via Google Assistant in accordance with its privacy policy. Full stop. Sign in and link. Button.
Sign in and link.
Adrian. Link.
Okay, so now I'm linked.
Mirror. Link.
And here are my profiles.
Anna. Link. Luca. Link. Luca. Link. Mirror. Adrian. Select profile. Adrian. Link. Adrian.
Link. I'll
select
my profile because I've got profiles created for all my family members.
Confirm. Change profile. Confirm. Button. Button. Exit setup. Button. More options. Add your video services. Access your favorite content. Netflix. Service linked. Linked. All four. Link service. Button. All four account required. Not now. Button. Next. Button.
Next.
Exit setup. Button. More options. Button. Stay in the know. Heading. Stay up to date on the latest features, services and offers from Google Home and the Google Assistant. Plus receive survey invitations to help improve Google products in your home.
Okay.
Emails will be sent to accessible computer at mail. No thanks.
No
button.
Thanks.
No th- exit setup. Button.
Click left or right.
More options. Button. Almost finished. Heading.
Almost finished.
Here's a review of what you have set up. Optional. Add a payment method for tasks like ordering a taxi or food delivery. Button.
Okay, so I can add a payment method. It's not the case. I'll not.
Music playback. Button.
Music playback.
Link music services. Add more of your favorite music services. Button. Link video services. Add more of your video services. Button.
Okay, so here I've got Spotify and Netflix.
Completed.
Connected.
Address. Completed. Bournemouth.
Okay.
Devices. Family room speaker. Services. Spotify. Netflix. Wi-Fi. Access. Services. Spotify. Netflix.
Okay.
Wi-Fi. Accessible computer. Wi-Fi. Next. Button.
Next.
Next. Exit setup. Button.
Click left to right again.
More options. Button. Family room speaker is ready. Heading.
It's ready.
Let's get started.
Good.
Continue. Button.
Continue.
Exit setup.
Hi,
button.
I'm your Google Assistant, here to help. To learn a few things you can do, continue in the Google Home app.
More options. Just start by saying okay Google. Your Google Assistant will respond to you when you say hey Google or okay Google. Music. Play some music. Set the volume to 70%. Stop. Get answers. How do you say nice to meet you in Dutch? How many teeth do puppies have?
Okay. So it's the time to give it a try. To give it a try to Google Home. Okay, Google. Okay, Google.
How do you say nice to meet
you? Okay,
how many
indeed.
Teeth do puppies have?
How can I help?
Play some music.
Where is the nearest flower shop? Get stuff done. Tell me about my day. Set a timer for 15 minutes. How long will it take to get to work? Control your Chromecast. Play yoga videos on kids' bedroom TV. Show my photos on kids' bedroom TV. Pause the TV. Finish setup. Button.
Finish setup. So I'll hit here one finger double tap.
More options. Button.
Well, just a few examples there given to show us what we can do with Google Home. Okay, so I have now to do one more thing. It is important to have the beep in
home
place
button.
When I'll ask Google to give me an answer, just to have an idea she heard me. So I'll go to devices.
Discover, heading, related to your active.
What I'm looking to do is to activate the little beeps when I'm talking.
Account.
Button.
Signed in as access, home, selected,
and
one local
here.
Device. Shopping list, music, Google settings, button,
settings.
Selected, close, digital well-being, filters, account preferences, no, rooms, groups and devices, is devices, button,
local devices.
Back, button, back, family room speaker, Google Home Mini,
oh,
button,
this one is.
Selected, back, device settings, more options,
okay.
Button,
more options,
general settings,
general
heading,
settings.
Linked account, S, access, name, family
name.
Room, home, name, family room speaker, button.
Okay, so probably I need to change
home,
the name.
Home,
I'll
button,
do this
room,
later
family
on.
Room, group, none added, but Wi-Fi, accessible computer,
Wi-Fi,
digital well-being,
digital
filters,
well-being.
Down, sound settings, heading.
Sound settings, here
equalizer, bass, treble, button.
Okay, so.
Group delay correction, zero noise, button. Device settings, heading. Default speaker, choose a speaker, button.
All
default
right.
TV, choose a TV. Alarms and timers,
I
adjust volume,
set
button.
Up, here.
Default TV, choose
default
a TV,
TV,
button.
where this device will play on in case I'll ask to play something from YouTube or BBC.
Default speaker. Choose a speaker. Default TV. Alarms and timers. Night mode. Off. Button.
Night mode.
Night mode. Back. Button. Night mode. Heading. Enable night mode. Switch button. Off. On. Reduce the volume of responses and decrease the brightness of LEDs during specified times.
Okay.
Night mode is active. From 10 p.m. Edit start time to 6 a.m.
Great.
Edit end time. Button. Disable Monday. Button. Disable Tuesday. Button. Disable Wednesday. Disable Thursday. Disable Friday. Disable disable Sunday.
Disable
button. Additional settings. Do not disturb.
For some hours.
Switch button.
Days.
Off. When night mode is enabled, block sounds from reminders, broadcast messages and other notifications on this. Switch button. Off.
I'll on. Activate this one.
When night mode is enabled, block sounds from reminders, broadcast messages and other notifications on this device. LED brightness at night. 50%. Maximum volume at night. 40%. 40%. Adjustable.
Okay, so I can adjust here even the volume for the night time.
Night mode is active. Night mode is active. Night mode.
Okay, so
heading. 50%. LED brightness at night. Back. Button. Night mode. Heading. Night mode is active. Reduce. Switch button. On. Enable okay, night mode.
Back.
Night mode. Heading. Back. Button.
Okay.
Back. Guest mode. Pin 7000. Accessibility. Start sound off.
So,
guest mode.
Guest
pin 7690. Accessibility.
It
start
is,
sound off. End sound off. Button.
Okay. So here is where I want to be. The guest mode pin. It is a pin one you can offer for visitors, relatives, if they're coming for number of days to you, and you want to give them access, for example, to the thermostat.
Screen dim.
Turn on.
Guest mode, accessibility, start sound off, end sound off, button.
You can give them access temporarily using that pin.
Guest mode, accessibility,
so
guest mode,
mode.
Pin 7000,
okay.
Accessibility, start
accessibility.
Sound off, end sound off, button.
Here, one finger double tap.
Accessibility, accessibility, more options, button. Audio options, heading. Play start sound, button.
Play start sound,
play start sound, on.
On.
Play end sound, button.
And
play end
sound,
on.
Okay.
Play end sound. Play start. Audio options. Heading. More options. Button.
Okay, so this is what I intended to do with the sound. Now, if I'm asking my assistant about the time, for example, will make a beep when Google Home heard me. Hey, Google. What time is it?
It's
1:14.
Hey, Google. How is the weather like?
Right now in Bournemouth, it's 9 degrees with rain. Today, it'll be raining, with a forecast high of 11 and a low of 8.
Hey, Google. What's new?
Not too much. How can I help?
Hey, Google.
G'day. That's hello in Australian. How can I help?
Hey, Google. How you can say hello in Japanese?
こんにちは.
Hey Google. How you say goodbye in Finnish?
Hyvästi.
Great. Hey Google. How you say enjoy your meal in Romanian?
I don't speak that language yet.
All right. Okay, so that's great. So mainly I've got now the set up properly with my Google Home. I've got some smart lights. I've got a thermostat. So I'll try to make them now to work with this other devices. So I'll say, hey, Google, turn the thermostat to 21 degrees.
All right, setting the thermostat to 21 degrees.
Hey, Google. Turn the hallway light off.
Sure, turning off the hallway.
Hey, Google. Turn the living room light to 100%.
Sure, setting the living room brightness to 100%.
Hey, Google. Set the volume to 3. Hey, Google. Play Hope FM.
Streaming Hope FM from TuneIn.
Hey Google. Stop. Hey Google, open the Bible.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Hey Google, open YouVersion.
Okay, let's get YouVersion.
Welcome to the YouVersion Bible. I can read the Bible to you with narrated audio and custom reading plans. I can also help you explore the Bible. For more information, just say, what's new?
Stop. So this is an app from Bible.com, what you can use to read the Bible. Hey Google, where is the nearest flower shop?
Lansdowne Florists is on 17 to 19 Holdenhurst Road in Bournemouth and is 0.6 miles away.
Hey Google, set up the volume to 5. Hey Google, where can I order some Chinese food for home delivery?
I found a few places within 3.6 miles. The first one is Noodle Bar at 3 to 5 Lansdowne Road, City Centre, Bournemouth. The second one is the Mandarin Fusion at 196 to 198 Old Christchurch Road, Bournemouth. The third one is WOK4GO Noodle Bar at 288 Wallacedown Road, Bournemouth.
So this is mainly how Google Home Mini does work. It's capable to do many, many other things, to keep the calendar, to set up an alarm. And also you can create all sorts of routines. For example, if you say a magic word like good morning, we'll start to make that pre-setted routine. For example, can turn your phone from silent to on, can tell you the news or the weather, or can turn the lights on or the smart coffee machine or whatever other activities you've decided to make, assistant to make related with that word. In the same manner, you can have, let's say, a routine for the evening time just before going to bed, or when you leave home, and all sorts of other setups which are clever to play a little bit with if you are interested in setting up a smart home after your personal preferences. So hope you enjoyed the tutorial of setting up a new Google Home Mini and a little walkthrough of what is capable Google Home Mini to make. Have a nice day. And keep in touch. As always, don't forget to contact me if you have any questions at 077-88-24-11-25 or Twitter, Accessible Compu, capital A, capital C, Accessible Compu, okay? Or on Skype, accessible.computer, or if you are not happy to talk in person with me, you can drop me an email. office@accessiblecomputer.co.uk. Bye for now, and hope to see you again next time. Bye.